There's a bold idea taking shape in the lowlands of Guatemala. A research team is testing a new approach to detecting viruses, especially those that have pandemic potential. Their wager? The earlier you can spot a pathogen like that, the better the chances of stopping a global outbreak. For our series, Hidden Viruses, How Pandemics Really Begin, NPR's Ari Daniel traveled to Guatemala to learn more.
It's early in the morning, and I'm in banana farm country. I can already feel the sun cooking the air into a tropical soup. Crop dusters zigzag across the sky, and their shadows fly across the roofs of half a dozen low-slung buildings. One is a health clinic, and another is a research lab. About 8:30, I see a couple dozen young researchers spilling out of a building called R1. They jump into their three-wheeled tuk-tuks and fan out onto the bumpy rural roads. I'm in the one driven by Naori Rojo. She's out here in the community helping run a research study to test out what could be a clever way to look for viruses, all kinds of viruses, but especially those that could cause serious and widespread illness.
Vamos a una comunidad que se llama Chiquirines.
Now we are heading to Chiquirines, visiting families that are participating in the study.
The new approach being used in this study is something these families say they really like because it doesn't involve a single needle to draw their blood. And looks like we've arrived at our home. Rojo pulls up to a house with concrete walls, a metal roof. This household is one of the 60 homes in the area that's enrolled in the study. Rojo walks through the dusty yard. She passes a couple of pigs, skirts a band of patrolling ducks. When Rojo makes her way to the front of the house, she pulls out a big tube.
Se llama Insectozoca.
Insectozoca, a play on the word bazooka, an anti-tank rocket launcher. But the Insectozoca's white PVC pipe, it doesn't launch rockets. It sucks mosquitoes.
Basically, we use it to vacuum the mosquitoes alive.
And keep them alive, at least for now. Because, of course, mosquitoes are a real nuisance here. Celia Alvarez is the 60-year-old grandmother who lives in this home, and she smiles as she tells me that she usually just slaps them into oblivion. But Naori Rojo doesn't want squished mosquitoes, because the real gold is what's in their abdomens.
Esta sangre, ¿verdad?
Blood. And this is the clever idea that this research study is testing. Rather than drawing everybody's blood here the traditional way, the team wants mosquitoes to do the work for them, kind of like a swarm of flying syringes, to sample the blood of all the people and animals within a household, so that later, when they analyze that blood, they can look for any viruses the mosquitoes may have slurped up, those we know about, and maybe one day, those the world has never seen before. Rojo's colleague switches on the Insectozoca and starts sweeping the device into the dark corners of the house. Under the beds, into the crannies, vacuuming up the mosquitoes that lurk everywhere. Dr. Edwin Asturias tells me that collecting mosquitoes and looking at the viruses they're picking up from this community, it's no accident. He's an infectious disease pediatrician at the University of Colorado, and he co-founded FunSalud, this clinic and research center, a decade ago.
So personally, I have to confess that I basically grew up in this area.
Rural Guatemala, Asturias says, is a good place to look for spillovers when a disease crosses from animals into people, for two reasons. The first actually has to do with all the people and animals living so closely together.
Because they are in a crowded condition, the ability for any pathogen to move from the animals to the human is much higher.
Viruses move between humans and animals often. The vast majority of the time, nothing troublesome happens. But there remains the possibility.
The more you give the virus the chance to interact with humans, the more it's going to adapt to sort of be amongst the humans, mutating in a way that may become dangerous.
Remember, that was most likely the deal with COVID, a particularly successful viral spillover from an animal into a person. And Asturias says there's a second reason why it's worth doing disease surveillance in rural Guatemala, and that's because many people here suffer from high rates of malnutrition, which makes them more vulnerable to disease.
And therefore, you know, it's just a vicious cycle of malnutrition, infection.
And that weakens people's immune systems, which means it's possible for viruses to sit and stew for longer.
And therefore, if there's things that are going to emerge in the next few years, it's better if you keep an eye on them.
And researchers here think that the blood the mosquitoes are sipping will help them do just that. By revealing, says Rojo, which diseases are in play in both animals and people. The vacuum finishes yanking the mosquitoes from their hideouts. The operator quickly screws a cap onto the end, trapping them inside.
Is there a mosquito in there? Oh, wow, there are a few mosquitoes buzzing around. And look at that, unharmed, happy.
Silvia Alvarez, the mom, is pleased. They'd be welcome to vacuum my whole house, she says. With that horde of insects in hand, it's a quick drive to the lab, where they're plunged into a deep freezer.
15 minutes later, they'll be dead. They're putting them under a microscope now.
And that female looks like it's got a full body of blood, kind of swollen abdomen. Researcher Cecilia Gonzalez puts the female onto a piece of absorbent paper, tweezers in hand.
Separamos el cuerpo de la cabeza.
So she just took off the head.
Lo tratamos la manera de.
She's now just smushed the mosquito onto the piece of paper. A tiny droplet of blood seeps out, and it soaks into the paper. Looking at that crimson dot, I can't help but wonder, is this the one containing some dreadful virus? To know for sure what viruses, if any, this mosquito method is able to pick up, this and other samples will be shipped to the University of Colorado to be analyzed. So far, the researchers have been able to detect a couple of animal and human viruses in blood harvested from mosquitoes elsewhere, but the team's still testing and refining their approach here. Edwin Asturias.
It's a very interesting and innovative way of sort of monitoring our surveillance. If it proves to be right, we have to still prove the concept. But I'm very confident that the technology that we're developing is getting us to sort of detect pathogens faster.
We have to be on the lookout, says Asturias, all the time, because the stakes for missing something small couldn't be bigger. Ari Daniel, NPR News.